This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog at Rashtrapati Bhavan Cultural Centre, New Delhi today. The theme of this year's meeting is Viksit Bharat at 2047 with a central focus on making India a developed nation. The meeting will discuss the approach paper for the vision document on Viksit Bharat. Niti Aayog said the Governing Council meeting aims to foster participative governance and collaboration between the centre and the state governments in enhancing the quality of life for both rural and urban populations. Rashtrapati Bhavan will auction selected gift items next month, presented to the President and former Presidents on various occasions through an online portal called E-Upahar. The portal was launched by President Draupadi Murmu on the completion of 2 years of her presidency. In the first phase, around 250 exquisite gifts will be auctioned. The bidding will be open from the 5th to 26th of next month. After the conclusion of the bidding period, the items will be delivered to the highest bidders. Interested persons can place their bids on the portal upahar.rashtrapatibhavan.gov.in. India's foreign exchange forex reserves rose to all-time high of $670.86 billion for the third consecutive week as of 19th of July. According to the data released by RBI, the reserves surged by $4 billion during the week. India's current account deficit, CAD, declined to $23.2 billion or 0.7% of the GDP during 2023-24. India and the United States have signed a cultural property agreement to repatriate stolen Indian artifacts from the US. Under the agreement, both countries will work together to also prevent and prohibit illicit trade, import, export and trafficking of archaeological and ethnological materials. This is India's first ever cultural property agreement with the US. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Culture and Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said that it will strengthen the partnership between the two nations, fostering intercultural growth. Meanwhile, the US's ambassador to India, Eric Garcetti, said that this is an important step to give India its due share with becoming the US's 30th bilateral cultural property agreement partner. India has assumed the chair of the Asian Disaster Preparedness Center, ADPC. The Union Home Ministry said that ADPC is an autonomous international organization focused on cooperation and implementation of disaster risk reduction and building climate resilience in Asia and the Pacific region. The India Meteorological Department has issued yellow alert for heavy rainfall in Mumbai this weekend. Mumbai witnessed heavy rainfall in isolated places in the city. Alongside Mumbai, yellow alert has also been issued for Palghar and Raigarh districts, and an orange alert has been issued for Thane and Ratnagiri districts. On 10 years of MyGov platform, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has complimented all those who have enriched this platform and shared their valuable insights as well as inputs. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, over the last decade, MyGov has emerged as a vibrant forum for participative and good governance. The 2024 Olympic Games got underway with a vibrant and colourful opening ceremony hosted on the Seine River at Paris in France. Despite heavy rain, spectators stayed put to witness the once-in-a-lifetime grand event. Around 7,000 athletes from around the world sailed through the Seine River for the Parade of Nations last night to mark the beginning of the biggest sporting event in the world. Two-time Olympic medalist shuttler PV Sindhu and five-time Olympian table tennis player Sharad Kamal were India's flag bearers at the marquee opening ceremony, leading the 117 athlete strong contingent for the game. Events are already underway in France, but procession down the Seine formally opens the summer games. On the commencement of the mega quadrennial event, Prime Minister Mr. Narendra Modi has conveyed best wishes to the Indian contingent. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, every athlete is India's pride. And in men's cricket, India will lock horns with host Sri Lanka in the first T20 international of 3-match series at Palakkad this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.